Welcome to J Chang Piano Studio presents The Studio Podcast, where we will recap the week's events at the studio and or talk about things that have been in the air in music over the past week. This week's music term is acoustic. And the Harvard Concise Dictionary of Music defines acoustic as a term often used to distinguish instruments from their electric counterparts, especially guitars. And that was acoustic, our music term for the week. Incidentally, acoustic also is a term that is used for pianos, although it is not mentioned in this Harvard Concise Dictionary definition. We do make a distinction between acoustic pianos and digital pianos. This week's Pianos on Craigslist is a piano that includes free delivery and tuning, listed at $499. You'll actually find these listings quite often on Craigslist. I've noticed them cropping up pretty regularly, and it appears to be pianos that are being sold by a tuner. I have actually promoted these listings in the past, but I thought it would be a good idea to bring it up again because I think they are a very reliable source for starter pianos. They always include the bench, they always include free delivery and free tuning, they always include 1 year of free service, which usually means maybe one or two tunings, if at all. But because you are purchasing from a tuner who has taken care of the instrument, you are guaranteed to get a instrument in good working order and at a very, very fair price. And it's an acoustic instrument, which will feel so much more, it'll just feel better under the hands. So let's see if we can get this piano. And actually the tuner will have many other pianos, I think, available for you to try out as well. Let's see if we can get these pianos new loving homes. Look for the link in this week's episode description. And now, the final installment of our apps review. Today, I'm checking out the Practice Plus app. And to find it, it is actually the word practice with the plus sign. So it's not written out, it's the plus sign. So I'm opening the Practice Plus app. And there's a pop-up screen saying that I can upgrade all features, but I'm going to skip that and just go to the basic one. So the Practice Plus app has metronome feature, it has recording feature, it has a tuner, it has something that loops, I'm not sure what that is yet, and then it looks like you can save some things as well. All right, so I'm going to start with the metronome, and with the metronome you can tap your beat, so I'm tapping the beat now. Hold on, let me try that again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so you have to actually tap this part of the screen that says tap. There's like a square around or a rectangle around it. I tried tapping just anywhere on the screen and it doesn't work. You can tap your beat on that square that says tap, and then it will estimate what the speed is. Or at the bottom of the screen, you can do plus or minus and choose your speed that way. There's also a way to choose what your time signature is, which
I don't find that feature particularly useful, but you can use that if you, I think when you do that, it probably, let's see, can I press play on this? Yeah, because it's now in 4/4 time, it's actually doing a different tone on the downbeats. I don't really find that particularly useful, but for those people who like those time signature types of metronomes, you have that option. You can also, there's a bunch of features that you can unlock, and these features involve, I guess, changing the color of your app, and some other things. I guess you can choose the sound of the metronome. Those are special features that need to be unlocked, though. So I'm going to be skipping that and coming back to the main page. So it's a pretty good metronome. I mean, if you want to hear it, this is the sound of it. It's at presto right now. It's a pretty good sound. That's the basic sound that's given. Oh, excuse me as I take this call. Okay, sorry about that. Continuing on with the review. So, now I'm going to check out the microphone menu, the microphone button, I don't know what you would call it, for this Practice Plus app. It looks like you can record into the app, and I guess that can help you with your practicing. I know sometimes, because I do sing in a church choir, sometimes people record the rehearsal to help them practice at home. So you can use Practice Plus to help you with that. And then there is the tuning. Ah, okay. So the tuning thing is not a free aspect of the app. You need to actually unlock it. So it's one of those, I guess, probably a la carte type things that you pay extra for. You can try it for free for 90 seconds per day, though. So they do allow you to use it for 90 seconds per day, which is kind of interesting. But there is a tuner app. I'm not going to bother checking that out. And then there is this repeat icon menu. And I'm just going to tap around to see what this is about, because it's not super clear to me. So they have two boxes with two numbers, and I guess these are loop modes that you can set. There's a staircase button that I can't seem to do anything with. So I guess this repeat appears to be I'm not really sure what this repeat thing is for. Sorry, but there is some sort of repeat thing that looks like you have to unlock something in order to do it. So those who are really, really more curious can check that one out. And then, oh, I was able to press the menu button. Okay. Having some technical difficulties, pressed the menu button, and it looks like I'm going to try and press one of these menus and see what it's about. I'm not really clear what this is about. I guess it's presets. So you can preset some speeds. It comes preloaded with Andante at 80, Andante at 100, and then Allegro at 120 preset. So you can go to some presets to automatically go to whatever metronome speed that you want. It's kind of a cool app, actually. It's a pretty nice metronome, so I think I would recommend it for the metronome. The metronome is pretty useful. The recording feature is also useful, but most people have that ability on their devices already. So I'm not so sure that it's like that useful. The tuning one is neat. If you only need it for 90 seconds per day, you can use that without having to unlock it. I was not able to figure out what this looping thing is about. So So if somebody knows what the looping thing is about for Practice Plus, let me know so I can give an update and report back on what that is. And then you can actually save some metronome marks, metronome settings, I should say, that perhaps you use more often. The ones that come pre-saved for you are two andantes, 80 and 100, and also allegro at 120. So yeah, all in all, I think the Practice Plus app is pretty useful, if only to use the metronome capabilities of the app, but it's a good way to consolidate everything if you want to keep everything in one place so that you don't have to record things into your memos. You can have it in the Practice app, that sort of thing. So that was a first look at the Practice Plus app.
And that was The Week at the Studio. My name is Josephine Chang. Thank you for listening.